Good morning, everybody. You are here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on One Two Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Oh, it is December 22nd, 2025. And I always have to kind of like make sure that I'm giving you the correct date because I don't really keep track of it anymore. Except that I know my birthday is coming this Sunday. So I do kind of know what day it is, but what time of year it is. And Kat, psychic Kat, who was just out before me, just gave me a really cool birthday reading, which I deeply appreciate. And told me some really good things. So stuff to look forward to. I always love her readings, and I've not known her to be wrong, so it's a good thing. She did tell me some good stuff, so I'm happy about that. But how are all of you? I want to know, so you can come over. Oh, it is 10:07 at the moment, 10:07 a.m. over here in Oceanside, California, where I live. And I'm going to go to the Facebook chat. I want you all to come with me so you can ask questions and make comments. And I can attend to you there. All right. So go to your device and open up a new tab. That's what I'm doing. I'm actually doing it on my phone. And just enter 12radio.com, and that takes you over onto the 12 Radio website, where on the left side you will see some options. And if you hit chat as one of the options, that will take you right over into the Facebook page. And you will scroll down if you're already a member, and if you're not, just join the group and you'll be let in. And just scroll down once you're in, and you'll see me and my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And once you're there, you can ask questions. I'm a spiritual psychology practitioner. I'm a human design projector, which makes me an intuitive natural guide, which means I can answer questions and help you with issues and problems. And, you know, if you just want to tell me what's been of interest for you lately and what's happening, maybe I can tap into that and give you some guidance on it. So doesn't have to be a problem necessarily. You know, you could just want an overall view, and I could do that too. Sometimes I pull cards. That's always fun. And I do a lot of things. I do whatever is within my abilities to do. Excuse me. But I have noticed, and I'm very pleased to say this, because I'm very happy about it myself, but I've noticed lately, when I reflect back upon my path and how it's progressed, I can see very clearly how my life has led me in a certain direction. And I basically just followed along. Honestly, I mean, I have desires, and I feel like we all have desires, and we put them out into the universe. And sometimes we're not even completely conscious of the desires that we're putting into the universe, because they're sort of bubbling up from underneath. And, you know, they're whispers. And it's just something that you know in your body that you would really love. And it's just like a very small voice. Like, oh, God, it would be so nice if this thing were to happen, or if I had this other thing, you know? And this, I know, has come up for me, and I know it's come up for you. And like I said, you may not even be that aware of it. And then there are the desires that come, you know, front and center. That's a little different. But still, they're all desires. And I find that the ones that are really quiet, sometimes on my path has unfolded so magically that I look back and I say, oh, that was actually one of the things that I felt would be really amazing and that I really wanted, but I never really voiced necessarily. But it was always there. And since it was always there, spirit heard me, right? And spirit took me on this journey of getting to the place where I would be the person who could embody and contain what it was that I wanted. Because you only receive your desire when you can handle it. Because if you're asking for something like something really big, and that's why sometimes smaller things are easier to manifest for a lot of people. For most people, I would say. Because when you're wanting something really big, you actually have to be the person who could keep and maintain that big thing. Like if you're asking for, you know, if you're asking to be wealthy, well, there's a lot of responsibility that goes with that, right? So if you're asking to be wealthy, but you're not ready to handle the wealth, you're not going to get it right away. The universe is going to take you, spirit is going to take you on a journey through some things in your life that, you know, might be a little uncomfortable in order for you to get to the place where you can actually sit and be comfortable in the wealth and not have it really like freak you out or, you know, have you go and lose it all at a craps table or something, you know? And I know this because this has been my journey. And I'm sure it's been a journey for a lot of you, where if you look back and you just notice what's happened throughout your life, I mean, I've gone through iterations of myself, different iterations of who I am and who I had to turn into and who I had to step up to be in order to get where I am now. And I still have more stepping up to do to get to an even higher place where I would really love to be. Not that I'm ungrateful for where I am now, far from it, quite the opposite, actually. I'm so grateful. And I feel like my gratitude for everything that I have now and everything that's transpired that's gotten me to this place is what's bringing me to the next level. Like all the things I went through brought me to this level, and all the things that are coming. Some are great, you know, some are really fun to happen, to have happen. And other things, like I said, could be kind of uncomfortable. But they're all happening for my greatest and highest good to take me to my next level. And that's the thing we have to remember, and we tend to forget that whatever happens, you know, be grateful for it as if you chose it, because you actually did. It's a stepping stone to get you to your next level. That's all anything ever is. It's learning, it's lessons, it's what you came here for. It's what you asked for, it's what you chose. It literally is what you chose. Maybe you didn't realize it would come in the form that it came in, but for your soul's evolution, it is the best possible way for your soul to learn this lesson and to expand. And it's what you wanted. And I love knowing that, because as I look back and see clearly how my journey has evolved, it kind of blows my mind. Not kind of, it feels really, really wild and amazing that, I look at something like even my work, how my work has evolved. It's just evolved. It's like I started at one place and I wanted it to be bigger and I wanted it to be better and I wanted it to be a certain way. I wanted it to be really meaningful. And it has become all of those things. And there's still another, level or levels where I can step into to make my work even more rich, even more spiritual, even more helpful to my clients. And all I have to do is place that desire into the universe and allow it in. And when I look at my life, that's what I've done. I've had a desire and I've allowed it to happen. I've allowed spirit to, put me through the process of having it show up and having it shift and change and morph into the form that serves me and my clients best. And like I said, I know I talked about this last week a little bit. The clients that I have now and the ones that have been coming over the last few years, they're incredible. They're absolutely incredible. These are people who really want to level up. And the really incredible part to me is that I actually have been following a process that I didn't even know I was supposed to be following. But it's my natural process, and the steps I take my clients through are actually in my design, my human design. And I'm following my design, and I was taking my clients through these steps and processes, and I didn't even realize that I was doing it according to my design until I recently came across some literature, something that I read. Not literature exactly, but some information that was pivotal. And I looked at it and it was like the three steps, which encompasses a lot of the work I do with clients, when I take them to a place where they want to grow and they want to expand. And part of my process is to inform them that they might be uncomfortable. And I love knowing that I need to do this, because it's like spirit plopped this right in my lap. And it's like, okay, you have to let people know that this is how it's going to work. And I was unaware that I actually had to let people know this ahead of time. Because I knew it in my body. I knew. And I know that me as a projector working with you can get you to a place where you feel very vulnerable and it feels uncomfortable. And I don't do it on purpose. It's just what happens, because my projector guidance is very penetrative, and being penetrated can often be uncomfortable. Whether that's spiritually, emotionally, physically, and if you're not ready for it, you might not be able to handle it and you might nope out. Because I've had that happen. And I'd rather not have that happen, obviously, because I want my clients to get the fullness of my care and the fullness of my guidance. And so helping someone who wants to work with me, helping them in this discomfort and letting them know that it's all for their highest good can be very helpful so that they don't get destabilized and freak out. And I'm making it sound, you know, a lot more intense than maybe I should, but it can be very intense to work with someone like me because it will change your life. It will transform you. I say that because I've seen it happen more than once. And I have, you know, people with whom I've worked who are listening to this show right now and who are always here in the chat. And I'm not outing anybody, but, you know, everyone knows who they are and that's cool. And I keep everyone's confidence. I'm not going to say who is and who isn't unless it's okay with them. Because it's private, and I respect that. But there are clients of mine who have, you know, come forward and said exactly what my work has done for them. And they're very honest about it. And they say it can be uncomfortable. It can be confronting. But they are forever changed in the best possible way. And I am working very hard on the piece of my design, which has a propensity to want to take people right to the top, as high as they can go, very quickly. So I'm working on that because I know that's not the best way for everyone to get to where they want to be. I know that sometimes it is a slower process. And so I am trying to be even more cognizant of that, where I don't push people too far out of their comfort zone, even though you're going to get pushed out of your comfort zone a little bit, and sometimes a lot. But not, I don't want to push anyone to the point where they're like running away, because that has happened. And I have learned that the way to avoid that is not to want more for someone than they're ready to handle. Because your body, your nervous system, can get dysregulated. And that's not ever what I want to happen to anyone who I work with. I care very much that I leave you better than I found you. And for anyone whom I've ever pushed out of their comfort zone so much that they felt they had to run away, I deeply apologize. I really do. Because that's never my intention. My intention is that it's just so easy for me to see who you really are and to know how much better your life would be if you just did what I said and listened to my guidance, because it is powerful. That when I see you not doing that, I don't take it personally, but I so want the best for you that I almost can't help myself sometimes. So I'm trying to reel that in. You know, I want to push you, but I don't want to push you past the point of no return, because that can be scary, and it can be disconcerting, and it can be destabilizing. And that's, like I said, that's never what I'm intending. Fortunately, most people don't run away. sometimes there's stuff going on that actually has nothing to do with me, which, you know, most things don't. When I work with someone, everything has to do with them. And if they get to a point where even the gentlest of nudging can throw them off balance, then there's other work we need to do to stabilize that first. Don't ask me how I know all this. It's a projector thing. That's all I can say. I have no idea how I know. I just know. And then, like I said, I saw this written information that outlined my process. And it was just amazing to me. And it was like I breathed a sigh of relief. And I'm like, oh my God, there is actually structure and purpose to what I'm doing. It's not just me, you know, flying by the seat of my pants, even though that's how it feels sometimes. Because I do what feels correct. And I do what my inner guidance is telling me to do with my clients. And if there's some reason that someone, you know, does feel the need to disconnect, it could be a number of things. And I think I tend to blame myself for that. So I'm going to stop doing that because I know that it's not about me. But the reason people run away is often just because, you know, they're going through stuff that they're having a hard time with. And it's not because I pushed them too hard. It's just because I pushed them to a place where sometimes things get to just be too much and they have to step back. And I get that. even if my guidance is right on point, which it generally is, you know, sometimes people just don't want to see it. So even if I'm as gentle can be, if somebody doesn't want to see something, that's a different story entirely. And sometimes if someone isn't ready to see what I'm showing them, even if I'm doing it in a very loving way, you know, they're going to run. They're going to run away. They're going to step back. And that's their choice, and that's their karma, and that's their path. That's their journey. And I can't dictate that, and I don't ever want to try to dictate someone else's path. Because I can't. And I won't. I don't want to. That's not my job. So, now that you're all in the Facebook chat, I'm going to go there. And let's see who's with me. There you all are. So if you come to the Facebook chat right now, you will see Rob. Rob, I'm so happy to see you. I'm so happy you're here. I always feel your, when you're in my chat, I always feel your strength. And I love that. I always feel you're like, I feel like I'm being supported, and I do love that, and I appreciate it. So thank you for that. And I know that you're all supporting me. Rob and I know each other personally, so it's a little special. Hey, Jean. So Jean says she just got invited to a Christmas dinner with someone from her church. She's a fantastic cook. Will I meet someone new there? I mean, I feel like you're going to meet more than one new person there. Do I feel like you'll meet a love interest there? Is that what you're asking? I don't know about that, honestly. But I do feel like you're going to meet some friends. I do. I feel like it's going to be good for you. So I definitely think you'll have fun. And I do feel like friends are very important because I got to tell you, I didn't have a best friend for a long time. And now that I have one and she's amazing and her name is Kat, she's a different Kat than Psychic Kat, who is also a lovely friend. but my best friend, Kat, who spells her name with one T, not two, having her as a best friend has like enriched my life so much. So I never, ever discount having good friends because I don't think I ever realized how important they were until I didn't have them, especially a best friend. So I hope you meet some really amazing friends because friends are so, so lovely. Yeah, they just are. When Kat and I hang out together, I mean, even just knowing that she exists, like I don't even have to be in her presence, although I love that. But, you know, just knowing that she's in my life, it enriches my life and it makes me so much happier. It just does. So friends are really important. And I think you're going to meet at least one or two there. And I think that'll be nice for you to continue the relationship with them. And speaking of my bestie, there she is. Hey, Kat. She says, hey, everyone. What a beautiful day. It really is. It was beautifully sunny when I woke up this morning. I'm happy you're here, Kat. And I'm happy you're in my life. And Kat had her birthday last month. And now I've got my birthday this Sunday. So everybody's having birthdays. And Rob says, I've been on an amazingly positive energy roll lately. You know, I feel that, Rob. And he says, so I don't want to upset the apple cart by pushing on that point too hard. No, I think that when you dwell in how it feels to be in that positive energy and you express so much gratitude for it, and you dwell in how it feels to be in that energy, I feel like it just expands. And you get more of it because that's how it works. What you focus on increases. So don't let the doubt creep in. Just focus on the feeling of having your desire because that just brings you more of what you want. I love that. I'm so happy for you. Oh, Pamela, she says, Lori, so distracted today, but I'm here. I'm really happy you're here, Pamela. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here with me. I appreciate all of you so much. Oh, yeah. Kat says, oh, my God, yes to the uncomfortable growth to expand you to who you need to be. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I know we are familiar with that. I mean, you know, you just kind of have to laugh at it because you look back on it and it's like, oh, okay, so I get it now. And here I am in a better place, which is where you want to be. Hey, Tara. She says, happy almost birthday. Thank you. I know Christmas is this week, but I'm pretty much ignoring it because I shouldn't ignore it. I'm actually going to have a really fun Christmas this year. but I'm actually looking forward to it because frankly, I get to dance on Christmas. One of my original, California teachers whom I adore, whose name is Rachel, she decided that she wanted to do it old school and she wanted to do, a pure dance class on Christmas morning and also a couple days later. And so I will be dancing on Christmas and I could not be happier. I spend my holidays doing, you know, things I love. I just do. Because I don't have much family anymore. I really don't. And I have learned that being a solitary little Capricorn, you know, fairly solitary. I thankfully I have my bestie and of, you know, I like to keep her in my pocket and walk around with her. I'm just kidding. I'm teasing. But seriously, that's kind of how it feels. It's like I always know she's there. It's very sweet. But I've always lately, you know, spent holidays just kind of doing what I love. And that happens to be dancing. So that's what I'll be doing on Christmas. But on my birthday, I will probably also be dancing. So, and my bestie cat will be with me. So it's going to be a lot of dancing this weekend. And I'm looking forward to it. All right, let's see. So thank you for the birthday wishes, Tara. And Rob says, I can certainly testify to the universe bringing me low for a reason. Yeah, I can understand that. I had no idea about the reasons at the time, but comparing the me of today to the me of 10 to 15 years ago, I can see now the things that needed changing back then that I was ignorant of at that time. And I am all the better as well as I am better as well as thankful for it today. Yes. Yes. Absolutely, Rob. I'm really happy that you can look back and see it that way, because that's really important. And we don't always know in the moment, like, why we're going through something. But if we just breathe and don't resist and allow it to shift and change, it does. And you learn. You allow yourself to learn the lesson because you asked for it. And I don't mean that in a bad way. You know, not like you asked for it. But you asked to learn a lesson you asked to learn a certain lesson. You didn't know how you were going to learn it, obviously. I think if we knew how we were going to learn the lessons, we might not have asked for them. So I think that's why we're not told ahead of time. And we forget, you know, who we are, and then we have to remember who we are. So thank God we've all remembered. Thank God. I hope that in my next reincarnation, I come in remembering a lot sooner. Although I think I remembered pretty quickly in this life. I remember as a child, you know, knowing that there was more to me than just this physical presence. I knew that there was the larger part of me that was spirit. I just knew it somehow. And, you know, that was me remembering. That's all of us. All of us remembering. You know, we have several awakenings in our lifetimes. And for me, I think that was, you know, one of the first when I was a kid, because I just knew that there was this powerful essence in me, and I didn't know exactly what it was. I knew it was my spirit and my soul, because I was raised Catholic, but, you know, they don't tell you how powerful you actually are. They don't. You have to learn that later. You know, finally, you figure it out. And not a lot of people do. Most people don't. Strangely enough, most people do not figure it out. We don't figure out the power that we have as infinite spiritual beings. The power that we have to create our own worlds. The fact that everything we look at in our world is our own creation. And if you don't like it, well, that's fine, because it's old news and you can start creating something else. Because what you're creating right now, you're not seeing just yet. It takes time to come to fruition and for you to see it manifested. That's why Abraham Hicks always says that what you see in your world right now is old news, because that was what you were creating, you know, like a few months or years ago. Or last week, you know. It's true, though. It's really true. So if what's happening in your world right now isn't pleasing to you, don't worry, because you're in the process of changing it just by desiring something better. And if you focus your desires onto what you really want, and you do things that bring you joy, and you get yourself into that good feeling place, like Abraham says, the only thing that's really important is that I feel good. That is what brings you to the place that you really want to be. I mean, it sounds so simple, right? It actually is. It's just often not as easy to put into practice unless you practice. So, but that's how it's done. So anything you see in your world right now that you don't like, no matter what it is, and I'm talking about in your, your immediate world. And also that can extend, but you're not responsible for like the wars. That's a collective thing. You personally are not. But your energy is there because you're seeing it. So there's some part of you that needs to clean and clear that energy, because if you're seeing it, then it's in you somewhere. Not that you made it happen, so don't blame yourself, but those are bigger things, and the collective is very powerful. So I like to focus on what I can focus on by sending love to the collective, because I can't do a whole lot about the wars, but I can do a lot about my personal life and what I see happening in my personal life. I have a lot of control. Well, I have a lot of control over what I focus on. Spirit is the one who has the ultimate control and knows what is going to help you most and what is actually going to give you what you need for your soul's expansion, because that is why we're here. So if you don't like what you're seeing in your personal life, then it's going to change if you let it. You just have to desire it. You have to not resist and not get into resistance about, oh, I don't like this thing, I hate it so much, blah, blah, blah. Don't do that. That's not good. But, say, hey, this is uncomfortable, but I can sit with it. I can sit in the discomfort. I can feel it. I can allow it to flow through my body, and I can allow it to move out of my body so it doesn't get stuck and make me sick. And I can allow it, because I know that if I allow it to be here, that energy of non-resistance is going to allow it to shift and change to something more favorable and something that is going to make me a lot happier. And that's how you do it. And it's really important to know that. Like, just because you're in a situation at the moment that really isn't pleasing to you, if you are, that it can change, because once you start, the wheels are already in motion. You want something different. You just have to do it in the way that I described in order to get there. Dropping the resistance, allowing the energy to shift. Breathe and don't resist. Quite literally. That's the whole key, Think of God and nothing else. These are all tools. Think of God. Cast the burden. I cast the burden on the God self within, and I go free. It's a great tool. Florence Scovel Shin. Anything that's bothering you in your life, you cast the burden on Creator. Cast the burden on God. God is there to take your burden and shift the energy so that you can be in a better place. The universe just wants you to learn the lessons you signed up for. That's all. It's all just karma. And karma doesn't necessarily mean bad. It means a lesson. Karma is a lesson. It doesn't have to be bad. It's just sometimes contrast that you see when you know what you don't want and you know what you do want, like Abraham says. So sometimes karma shows you what you don't want, so that you can put in place a stronger desire within yourself to be in the place you do want to be in, or have what you do want. I hope that makes sense. It's really important. Like, it's so, so important to know that what you see around you is an old creation. And you're in the process of creating something new right now, just by virtue of your thoughts and your feelings and your desires. So let me refresh the chat. And I say all that honestly because I know it. I know it's worked that way for me, and I know that it works that way if you allow it. I know it. I can tell you so many stories, and I probably should. I've told you a few already. You know, I have a lot of experience with like money miracles. Really, really miraculous things with money in my life. More than once. I have, you know, I have been to the low points and I have been to the high points. And it's, I'm not ever usually in between, which is really funny. And I hate to say that. Sometimes I'm in between. I remember being in between. Yes, so I'll take that back. I do remember being kind of in between. So I've been at the high points, at the low points, and I've been in between. Like I think, you know, a lot of us have. And it's just so funny because thankfully I know how this works. And when you know that you are not in control of, you know, everything totally, but you are in control of what you think. Maybe not necessarily how you feel, but you're in control of your thoughts, more or less. And you're in control of your own creations. God is obviously always in control. But you have a lot more, we have a lot more control than we realize. We have a lot more power than we realize. And I don't like the word control, obviously. I'm a little sticky with that. But God is always in control. But we have the power to create our worlds the way we want them. And so that is how you do it. That's how you do it. You know, if you're dealing with something right now that you don't like, just cast that burden onto the God self and go free. And you can say that. It's right in Florence Scovelshin's book. The Game of Life and How to Play It. It's in there. I cast this burden on the God self within and I go free. And that is one way of just dropping the resistance, giving it over to God, let go and let God. I say that all the time. And these are just different ways of doing it. It's really all the letting go process. Michael Singer talks about it in his book, The Untethered Soul. Dr. David Hawkins talks about it in his book, Letting Go. It's talked about by many spiritual teachers because it is the way to have your life the way you want it, the letting go process. You let go of anything that is judgment or resistance about anything. Also, you forgive. You forgive anything or anyone that you yourself are having judgments about. And basically, you're just forgiving yourself for your judgments. Because that's how you do it. I forgive myself for judging myself as, you know, not being a kind person. The truth is, I was doing the best I could at that moment. Or, you know, whatever's relevant for you. Or I forgive myself for judging Sally Joe over there for being a trollop and, you know, trying to steal my man. Whatever. The truth is, she was doing the best she knew how to do in that moment from her level of unconsciousness. Because it's true. If people know better at a soul, well, I want to say people do know better at a soul level, but if people know better on a conscious level, they do better. It's when they don't know better, kind of at a subconscious level. I hope this is making sense. If at a subconscious level, they just can't do the thing that they should be doing, then they can't. And then they fuck up. you know? And that's when people have these issues. They do something that, you know, that looks totally horrible. You know, like cheat on your partner. It's pretty horrible. But you know what? People who cheat are doing the best they know how to do in that moment from their level of consciousness. And our role, our job is actually to forgive our judgment of that, because we don't know their curriculum. We don't know what they signed up for. We don't know the lessons that they came here to learn. So if we're judging them, that's creating resistance in us, and we don't want that. No. And I, as a Capricorn, can, you know, and a Virgo moon, I'm really good at judging. So I have to allow my judgment. I have to forgive myself a lot for my judgments. I do. Because I'm human. And I'm laughing because it is pretty funny, really. I mean, I forgive myself for judging so-and-so as being an asshole. Because the truth is, they were doing the best they knew how to do from their low consciousness level, from their point of consciousness and awareness in that moment. People literally can't do any better in certain moments than their consciousness level lets them. It's really true. And then when they learn to do better and they know better, then they do better. It happens all the time. You know, we make mistakes. We're like, oh, why did I do that? And we end up kicking ourselves. Well, don't kick yourself. Just like compassionately self-forgive yourself. It works better. I mean, you can kick yourself for a little while if you want. Sometimes that helps. It makes you feel better. But yeah, the compassionate self-forgiveness piece is really important. Because if you feel guilty about something, that is not helpful. It's fine. It lets you know that you've done something that you don't want to repeat. So you're learning in that moment. You're like, oh, this feels like shit. I'm not going to do that again because it feels so terrible. And I'm so sorry I did it. And so you forgive. You forgive your judgment of yourself. And you also, you know, make repair with the person who you harmed, perhaps, other people, if you did. So it's a process. It's a process. And I can, this is what I work with my clients on a lot of the time. You know, really learning these processes so that they have tools for when life presents them with another opportunity to learn something in a way that they might not have preferred. So, I have talked myself down to the hour, and I just want to say how grateful I am for all of you, and I hope that you all really do have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. I hope that, I want to wish you all happiness and abundance and just beautiful blessings. I really wish that for all of you, and I'm so grateful that we're all here together to learn, to grow, to appreciate all the gifts that we are given, because we are given so many gifts, and I, for one, am very, very grateful for the ones I've been given. And you are all part of that. So, Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm going to make way for Serena coming up next. I'm going to check the chat really fast because I have like a minute left. Okay. And then I just want to make sure I got all of you. Hey, Quelly. Okay. Pamela says she wants to learn how to get out of her own damn way this coming new year. Drop the resistance. That's the best thing I can tell you. Let go and let God. Well, re-listen to the show, Pamela. I actually went over that, all of that. So hopefully there's something in there that would be helpful. And Rob says, I appreciate you as well. Thank you, Rob. Oh, Tara, okay. I will give you, if you show up Monday, I will actually be here next Monday. So I'm planning to be here live this coming Monday, after the holiday. So come back. I'll give you a message then, Tara. And Pamela, thank you. Happy birthday, she says. Kat, I'll pull a card for you off the air, okay? I see your message that you want a card for your mom. Okay, or I can do it next week, whichever you prefer. I can do it on the air or off the air. And Rob says, Merry Christmas. Okay, everybody, gotta go. I love you all. Thank you so much for being here with me. You have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Merry Christmas. I love you all. Bye.